Entertain a motion to come out of recess for public hearings. Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I believe the motion carried. Mr. Moore?
Thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Whitehouse and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the Council hearing, Council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, Council shall accept consider written comments from the public on the Commission's recommendation to the Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the Commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the Council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both the Council and Commission hearings. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. Our first item is conditional use number 2362. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for storage of HVAC supply inventory and company vehicles and trailers to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.0 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Omar Road, which is Route 54, approximately 726 feet southwest of Jones Road, which is Sussex County Route 369. The 911 address is 32414 Omar Road, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 10, Parcel 62.10. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibits and photographs, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note we have received zero comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of April 20th of this year, and at the meeting of May 11th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application subject to the six reasons stated and subject to the seven recommended conditions as outlined within the motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Burns, I presume?
If you would, there's a little bar on that piece of the microphone in front of you. There's a little bar by that microphone. Turn that bar on. There you go.
Is that better?
There you go. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, President Vincent and all. My name is Alex Burns. I'm an attorney with Behrman Dallas Brockstead, Federico and Cardea. They keep adding names to that, sorry. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Delaware Sitescapes LLC. It's a Delaware limited liability company with a registered agent and owner of Brad Absher. Mr. Absher is not here today, but for full disclosure, Mr. Absher also is the owner of True North Land Surveying out of Ocean View, and True North did the survey, which is attached as Exhibit B to the application. I don't want to rehash everything that was just stated on the record and on the record below. Delaware Sitescape submitted a conditional use application March of last year for their HVAC business, storage of HVAC supply inventory and vehicles on the property. So as you may already know, the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously approved this application. It's rather straightforward in my opinion. I just wanted to highlight that the Planning and Zoning Commission, in the draft minutes of their May 11th meeting, stated as their first reason for approval of this application was that, quote, the site is zoned AR1. It is in a location where other small business conditional uses exist. In addition, a portion of the property is covered by a utility easement for above-ground electric transmission lines. These circumstances make the property an appropriate location for a small HVAC business and not a residential use. And that's the end of the quote. So the parcel is burdened by 150-foot wide utility easement. I'm not sure if it's possible to bring that up on the screen. It's in the record. It's in your materials. There, you can see it there. As the commission, Planning Commission stated, Planning and Zoning Commission stated, it really makes this a opportunity for a commercial use here. Wouldn't be the best thing to have right next to a residential use. Just also wanted to mention the memo from Mr. Young, a planner for the county, dated March 20th, 2023. I won't read that whole thing, but I just want to emphasize his conclusion that this use is consistent with other uses in the area. There's other commercial uses within 1 mile of the property, including storage, as this case would be, as it would be in this case. This is also in the coastal area, in this comprehensive plan future land map. This would be a small business. Again, I'm not sure if you had a chance to review the record below, but I stated there that this is approximately 8 employees. It's a small local business, and it's consistent with the comprehensive development plan. DelDOT has stated that this is diminutive in its impact on traffic. There would be no impact to the traffic for the neighboring properties or on the roadways. Section 115.22 of the code permits conditional use for businesses and commercial uses when the purpose of the agricultural residential district is more fully met by issuing conditional use. In this case, is desirable for the general convenience and welfare and area of the county. And those are my words. That's what the Planning and Zoning Commission thought of this application. And finally, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended 7 reasonable conditions on this property. We have no objection to those conditions. If you'd like me to read them, I can, but I'm sure you have them in front of you.
That's fine. We have a copy.
That's pretty much it. I can entertain any questions if you have anything, but I don't want to stand between you guys in this beautiful day outside.
No, that's so. Okay. Mr. Whitehouse, I'm going to guess this is somebody filed a complaint. Is there already business working there in this building?
In terms of the history of it, I think the applicant just came forward for a conditional use.
Okay.
I'm not aware of there being any compliance issues in the
past.
It's
interesting there's someone already there that they were.
That's a pretty new building.
Yeah.
I don't think this came to us.
Which is fine. That's fine, yeah. Okay. Any questions to council?
I have a question.
Mr. Hudson.
Will there be any outside storage at all?
I know the intention is for that pole barn to be the main. Sorry?
Other than vehicles.
Other than vehicles, I don't think so. That could definitely be a condition that there is no outdoor storage other than vehicles. That would not be an issue.
Just the HVAC equipment not piling up and not keeping old HVAC equipment on the property and making it look like a junkyard.
You want to make that at some point? I'll
make it.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Any more questions to council? More questions? Mr. Moore?
Okay, if not, if you don't have anything else, you can have a seat.
Thank
Is there
much.
Anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, is there anyone listening remotely who would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time we can close the public hearing on this matter. We can close the public record, and if the council desires.
We'll close the public hearing. Okay, the council will close the public record. I guess we'll get Mr. Moore read a short title, and then we'll have an amendment to, I guess it would be.
Yes.
I have one amendment.
Condition H, or whatever.
And thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for storage of HVAC supply inventory and company vehicles and trailers to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.0 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning is 1-6, with conditions 7A through G.
And you have it?
I would like to make a motion for an amendment.
Okay, go
with it. My motion would be that no old or inoperable HVAC equipment be stored out of the building.
Okay. Second. Is that the motion?
That would be my motion, if that's worded properly, you think?
That sounds worded properly.
Okay.
Second. Second. Got motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Schaefer down there. Any questions on the motion? We'll vote on this motion first.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'm against motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, read short title again.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant of conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for storage of HVAC supply inventory and company vehicles and trailers to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.0 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning 1-6, and with conditions 7A through G given by planning zoning and H as amended by this council.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning as amended.
Mr. Schaefer.
I also vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning commission.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning as amended today.
Mr. Mr. Riley?
I also agree with Planning and Zoning's recommendations and vote yes as amended.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning's conditions and as amended, and their reasons. I'll vote yes, motion carried.
We are done. The agenda was amended.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I would guess we're adjourned. Thank you.